Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Sich duschen is to shower. Well, actually, sich duschen is to shower oneself. So in German, it's a reflexive verb. Sich duschen, to shower oneself. How would you say I shower or I take a shower? Ich dusche. So we can use it not reflexive, ich dusche, or we can say ich dusche mich. Ich dusche mich, meaning I shower myself. Well, actually, I take a shower. But we say in German, I shower myself. Ich dusche mich. Mich is a reflexive pronoun that points to oneself. Ich dusche mich. I shower myself. How would you say you shower yourself? Du duschst dich. So you see, mich, dich. The reflexive pronouns, I like the accusative pronouns. Ich dusche mich, I shower myself. Du duschst dich, you shower yourself. How would you say they shower themselves? Sie duschen sich. So here sich, this one is different than the accusative pronoun because you have to refer to yourself. They have to refer to themselves. Here we use sich. Sie duschen sich. They shower themselves. How would you say my children shower themselves? Meine Kinder duschen sich. How would you say my children don't shower themselves? Meine Kinder duschen sich nicht. How would you say I don't shower myself? Ich dusche mich nicht. How would you say you don't shower yourself? Du duschst dich nicht. How would you say, how often do you take a shower? Or how often do you shower yourself? Wie oft duschst du dich? How would you say, I shower myself every day. Ich dusche mich jeden Tag. Every day, jeden Tag. Ich dusche mich jeden Tag. How would you say, I don't shower myself each day? Ich dusche mich nicht jeden Tag. How would you say, do you shower yourself each day? Duschst du dich jeden Tag? How would you say, do your children shower themselves? Duschen sich deine Kinder? How would you say, how often do your children shower themselves? Wie oft duschen sich deine Kinder? How would you say they shower themselves each day? Sie duschen sich jeden Tag. How would you say they shower themselves 3 times per week? Sie duschen sich 3 Mal pro Woche. So in German we can say 3 times. 3 Mal pro Woche, per week. 3 Mal pro Woche. Sie duschen sich 3 Mal pro Woche. They shower themselves 3 times a week or 3 times per week. How would you say they shower themselves 5 times per week? Sie duschen sich fünfmal pro Woche. How would you say my children shower themselves 5 times per week? Meine Kinder duschen sich 5 times pro Woche. How would you say, do you shower yourself 5 times per week? Duschst du dich 5 times pro Woche? How would you say in the past, I've showered or I took a shower? Ich habe mich geduscht. So you say in German, we say, I have myself showered. Ich habe mich geduscht. How would you say, have you showered yourself? Hast du dich geduscht? How would you say, have you showered yourself this morning? Hast du dich heute Morgen geduscht? So we can say, heute Morgen, today morning. Hast du dich heute Morgen geduscht? How would you say, I took a shower on Saturday? Ich habe mich am Samstag geduscht. You see, geduscht is the participle. It's regular, it ends with a T, and it's kicked to the end. Ich habe mich am Samstag geduscht. I have myself on Saturday showered. Geduscht is the second part of the verb. Whenever you have two parts of verbs or two verbs, well, here it's not the second part, it's the second verb. Then the second one is kicked to the very end. Ich habe mich am Samstag geduscht. How would you say, how often did you take a shower? Wie oft hast du dich geduscht? How would you say, how often did your children take a shower? Wie oft haben sich deine Kinder geduscht? How would you say, when did you take a shower? Wann hast du dich geduscht? How would you say, when did you take a shower yesterday? Wann hast du dich gestern geduscht? How would you say, I took a shower yesterday at 10 o'clock? Ich habe mich gestern um 10 Uhr geduscht. How would you say, where did you take a shower? Wo hast du dich geduscht? How would you say, I took a shower at home? Ich habe mich zu Hause geduscht. How would you say, my children took a shower at home? Meine Kinder haben sich zu Hause geduscht. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb werden, to become. Werden, to become. Like to become a project manager or to become a team manager. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just 3 simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just 3 simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.